It is Tuesday morning. We check in with City Councilman Tim Mayer. He makes his weekly visit. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, and thank you for the weather. It's beautiful.
Well, I try to work a little magic here and there. Last weekend was the miracle, getting in graduation and everything else when it looked like it was going to be a washout. Heck, it barely rained.
Yeah, they got very lucky. That was really nice.
It was, and did you guys sign an ordinance to make that happen? Was that I'll blame you for that one? How about that?
I think Mayor Crizan took credit for that.
There you go. Well, he's got just a few months left to go.
Part of the post-election party.
There you go. That was a quorum. They voted on having good weather for the weekend.
Yeah.
The involvement in this new parking garage, where does the city go with this? Is this on your radar at all? I know this is a planning commission, the Bloomington Plan Commission. Does that tie in with the city council at all?
No, I don't think we'll have to hear that case.
Okay, so that's done. 7-1, they voted it's going up. 7 stories, 240 parking spots.
That is correct.
Well, there you go. Well, that was easy. What took that so long?
Ask the Planning Commission.
What's going on at the City Council level, Tim, here in May?
Well, tomorrow night we will have a committee of the whole, and we will be discussing bonding for the TIF district, which we've been talking about for a little bit, and also doing some historic preservation work for the remaining buildings, the showers buildings in the Certified Tech Park area, the IU Press building, the Dimension Mill, I think it's Kiln building, we want to designate it, those historic, so they stay in place and are done, you know, for adaptive reuse. So we'll be discussing that as well. So we'll have bonding issues to discuss, and we will have historic preservation issues to discuss. And the meeting will be chaired, Committee of the Whole will be chaired by Councilmember Neer.
How does the bonding / TIF I put that together for me so I understand what that all means.
Well, if we go
how
back,
much time do you have, Keith?
Yeah. No, we can do this pretty quickly.
I know. That's why we have you on every
Tuesday. Well, we talked about how we expanded and combined the TIF so that we could meet state statute to extend the life of those TIF districts, which we've done. And now we have a deadline of, I believe it's July 1, that we have to get some bonding going and get it in place. And so that's what we'll be discussing tomorrow night. And, I'm sorry. Go ahead from there.
But the bonding for what?
Well, the mayor has done a pretty broad brush stroke with it, and none of it is emphatically done yet, but
we just want to have it just in case we got something.
Well,
on our eyes.
No, there are priorities, and of course we'll be talking about Switchyard Park.
The reason you lock this up now is you get it at a certain rate, you get a certain amount. What's the advantage to doing this until, as opposed to having a project, then going finding the funding? Because everybody always jokes about, well, you always do it, then figure out how to pay for it later. Isn't this the right way to do it?
No, we are under time constraints to get certain things in place, and one time constraint was to expand and join those TIFs, and the second one is to get the bonding in place by July 1 of 2015.
Is this like for infrastructure, Tim?
Yes.
So when you're going to build something there, you got to put in sewers and connectors and all the other stuff?
Well,
that kind of bonding?
What the mayor has laid out is specific priorities include greenway investments,
okay,
parks capital, Buskirk-Trumley restoration work, and work in that nature, public safety infrastructure, affordable workforce, senior housing, certified tech parks, sustainability measures, public works projects, animal shelter upgrade, and Switchyard Park development. So it's pretty broad, but none of those are specifically before what happens is it'll go before the redevelopment commission, and then City Council get its chance to
Total dollars we're talking about?
They're talking about bonding out at about $48 million. So that is lower than the actual capacity that we could go for our bonding ability, because we have pretty good bond rating.
Right.
So,
how do you get a good bond rating in the city, Tim?
Well, you do that by having good reserves in your finances, and you do that by being on time with the current bonds that you have, and that sort of thing. Just good financial management. So I think we've been blessed in that area, in that we have been able to always be on time with our bonds and I'm searching for a word here. Selling those bonds and reselling them when it was prudent to do so. So reducing our bond rates. So
when you do all of this, Tim, do you do it a la carte, or do you do each of these projects separately?
These projects will come forward separately, and they'll have to stand on their own merit. So we'll be having to take a good hard look at what's coming forward. But priorities, I think, for this person, for me, would be Switchyard Park and Certified Tech Park.
Let me turn this on the other side of things just so I can understand it more. What if you don't do this by July 1st? What, quote-unquote, happens?
I think then we miss our opportunity to...
So you can never do anything again? You can never get any more money? You can never... I don't... That's the opportunity I'm confused about.
I don't have the answer for you.
Okay.
I don't know.
So that's an extra... That's the next level up.
Yes.
Well, that's fair because...
And it is a good time to be bonding because bond rates
are low. Right.
Are low. That's correct. Yeah.
So if you don't bond, you don't get the TIF money?
If we don't bond, that's right. I mean, I guess we have expanded the TIFs, but then I think we missed that opportunity.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Tim Mayer is our guest. The city councilman checks in every Tuesday morning. So that's on the agenda tomorrow. I missed the other part.
Historic preservation.
Historic
for the showers area.
And that's where are we at in that process?
Well, if you think about all the brick buildings that are in that Certified Tech Park area, boundary area, those are the buildings that we will be looking at. The former IU Press building, there's a couple of smaller buildings back behind them. There's four buildings and six addresses, what it reads is. There are four buildings that we will be looking at. So,
what's the sense of urgency to protect those buildings? They already have decided not to tear them down to this point, so what's the urgency?
There's not urgency. It's just getting ducks lined up because we will start developing in that area fairly soon.
And so it would be a good match with the tech park to have those buildings available?
That is correct,
okay.
Yes. And, there's going to be street alignment projects infrastructure going in.
Yeah.
And that will give people coming forward who are actually starting to take a look at how they, I'm talking about private individuals coming forward wanting to buy properties in the tech park. That'll give them a sense of what they can and cannot do with certain buildings that are existing.
Is there any dream of what these buildings might be repurposed for?
Well, I think it's all looking for, what the Certified Tech Park will be an area in our community that is dedicated to technology, the development of technology and use of technology.
Is there any reason we have to call it a Certified Tech Park? We just can't call it the Tech Park? Or what is that significance?
That is a state. What do I want to say?
Mandated?
Not mandate. It's a state category.
Okay. Right?
Is what it is, yeah.
So you can't just put on your flyer that, hey, we've got a Certified Tech Park. You have to meet standards to get to that level to do so. Tim Mayer is our guest. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say this is going to be a live-work center is what we're working towards, and that would be, a place where people can live and have the amenities they need in terms of
And that's determined by the zoning commissions?
Shopping. Excuse me?
That's determined by the zoning commissions?
Well, that is determined by the master plan that is
made out. So the Certified Tech Park is a master plan that includes all that stuff you just talked about. There's a certain percentage that goes to work, a certain percentage that goes to leisure, a certain percentage that goes to housing or whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep.
Tim, let me ask you a really dumb question.
Get out of my pool, Keith. That seat's taken.
No, those are
that seat's
for
taken.
You.
Get out. Yeah.
If we're
gonna,
a dumb question.
If we're gonna
just
put,
dumb people,
well,
ask
hey, you haven't
questions.
Heard mine yet. If we're gonna put all of that stuff there and all of those people there, where are they gonna park?
In the new parking garage.
It includes parking.
It does.
That's part of the master plan. It has to be.
Yeah. Part of the master plan includes.
It's just like any of these apartments that go down. You build these new apartments
downtown.
Yeah,
but they're not building for every person. We're always a little short of what we know.
If you, Tim, tell them it's how you're zoned. If you can't even build something unless you're zoned and you have enough parking, you don't even get to that part.
That's correct, but it does include a parking facility. The master plan includes a parking structure within that complex.
We're getting pretty good at building garages,
yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now if we could just get good at filling them, that'd be a whole... We got half the ticket there.
Hey, Tim, before we let you go...
Who's letting Tim go?
The election, the vote turnout and stuff like that. What do you think?
Well, I always wish more people would vote. It's a little perplexing to me because I think we had a pretty vigorous out front election. I mean, mm-hmm. people were pretty vocal about candidates. And
I think Alison Chopra hit it right on the head, Tim.
Which was?
There's nobody under 48 years of age. How are you going to get anybody young excited to do that? No offense to you old guys, but the next generation that's not getting out there and voting, so to speak, or maybe they are, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there's a generation, and I don't want to plug you and Keith into it, but I'm going to put you at the front of the line, that wears the I voted sticker around for 3 days after the election, and there's some other people that say, dude, I'm on my iPad. I could care less about things like that. So.
Age is only a state of mind.
So. Well, it is, except if you're young and then you don't even pay attention to what's going on around you. So how do you get that next generation involved?
You know, I think you're onto something. Really, it is a generational thing, and I'm seeing younger people come forward and being involved in the political process, which I very much welcome because I ain't gonna stick around forever. So, and Keith either. So.
Oh, wait. Don't, I'm planning on...
The big parliament in the sky,
hey.
Tim. Where nobody has to worry about being reelected. Well, but no, that's the point. It's the interest level. Is it the interest level? Is it the party system that I don't want to say has made it... The word I'm looking for, I don't know what it is, but when you look up at the ballot and you see only two other party, whatever the other party is, and that's it's essentially one party rule here. And if you're not involved in that one party, it kind of there's not a lot of surprise of what's happening. There's not a lot of how do you get in there? What's the next step from a philosophical standpoint of getting more people engaged in this? Is it the redevelopment of the Republican Party? Is it the redevelopment of or development of the Libertarian? Is there an independent party anymore? Does that even exist? What is the?
Not technically, no.
So yeah. Bloomington's turned into a one horse town, and if you don't have a seat at that stable, it just seems like you're not in the process.
Well, I don't have the answer. I wish I did.
Well, that's something you should work
I'm
on
sure
there before.
I'm sure both of the parties are studying why young people aren't turning out. The issue, though, is do they care? Have the parties done enough to involve young people? Have they done enough to say your vote does make a difference? Those are the kinds of things that, if young people don't feel that it makes any difference whether or not they vote, they're not going to vote.
Well, I think it also has to do with how a person views their community,
mm-hmm.
and where they fit into that community, regardless of political affiliation or philosophical belief. You know, if you feel like you're part of the community, then somehow you
shoehorn yourself in there.
Well, you become engaged, and one thing leads to another. I mean, that's what happened to me. You know, I had concerns about the neighborhood I was living in. And somebody basically said, well, why don't you run for office? And I did, and I won.
Aha! I'll take your bluff. your bluff. I'll get in there.
Hey, I won by 34 votes. So.
There you go. And back in my day, we called that a landslide.
Exactly.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. All right, get us updated on the meeting times tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, 7:30, City Council Chambers. We will have a committee of the whole meeting. We'll be discussing TIF bonding and... historic preservation for the showers, basically called the old showers complex.
Okay.
And people can testify?
People are always welcome to come and speak to the
things on the agenda.
Tomorrow night is just a committee meeting, so we'll have presentations on
tomorrow night's for listening.
And then the public will be asked to join the conversation at a certain point in that discussion.
Okay, and anything that we need to keep, I know we're getting to summer here before we know it. It's going to be here before we know it. Besides the TIF angle that needs to be wrapped up by July 1st, is there any other pressing issues that we need to keep an eye on moving forward?
That's a good question.
Give me that answer next week then.
Yeah. The other thing I haven't mentioned is tomorrow night at 5:30, the City Council meets with the mayor and his offices to go through the annual budget review. So we will be hearing from our city controller and the mayor specifically, and others possibly, about where we stand so far in 2015 with our 2015 budget and our wishes and desires for 2016.
Gotcha. We'll have a full update next Tuesday?
Yep.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the time.
Beautiful day. Get out there.
Enjoy it. Exactly right. Yep.